mum's the word. But we're telling everyone. It's BOGO 50% off time at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Just in time for Mother's Day, buy any pair of shoes, get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Treat mom or yourself to the perfect spring styles from must-own brands. And hurry. Unlike a mother's love, this deal won't last forever. So make mom proud and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Yeah, it's 6 o'clock hour. Good morning on a Thursday. We'll have Ben Maller in about 30 minutes. Join the show. His Lakers are gone.
They're out of the playoffs. Yep. LeBron James is going to be watching now. Is his future in jeopardy? Does he have to decide what he's going to do now in the future? I feel like that's the question every year with LeBron James now.
Now he goes and, he goes on his political tour for Nikola Jokic or Giannis?
Yeah, that is true. Giannis. I still think it's better for the NBA to send Giannis to New York and not Brooklyn. I'm talking to the Knicks.
Well, I think you're right because the East is not as good as the West. The West does not need more star players.
Yeah, you're right about that. The East does. They got Embiid.
The West is essentially the West. Then the NBA is essentially the AFC.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. From like, if you look at the quarterbacks, all the good ones are in the AFC, and Joe Burrow overrated. We can get into that.
We'll get that later on.
We will definitely get it. I know Max, itching to get to that topic because he knows I'm right about
he
that.
He already screenshotted it and sent to Drew and said, "Good, get ready for tomorrow."
Well, get ready for tomorrow, Drew, because the truth hurts, bro. Like I hate to tell you that, but the truth does hurt. Oh, we were talking about LeBron.
Yes. Truth hurts for him today too.
Truth does hurt for him. Lost in the round one in the last 2 years, and I know that the Jordan comparisons are always going to be out there. Like, I do feel bad for LeBron. No matter what he does, somebody wants to compare it to Michael Jordan every single time. Like, when can you just be your own guy and not have to have those comparisons to Michael Jordan? But I don't know that there's a bigger sports argument where people are dug in on both sides more than LeBron versus Jordan. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, if you're on the Jordan side, you're on the Jordan side. You're not changing. And if you're on the LeBron side, you're on the LeBron side and you're not changing.
Same goes with Mahomes. His whole career will be parallel to Brady's.
Yeah. What does Jordan or what does, LeBron have to do? Beat Jordan in titles? Is that it? Same with Mahomes and Brady? Like, you got to beat them in titles before you get that credit?
Well, LeBron will never beat Jordan, even if you were to tie him miraculously, right? Like, even if they do go get a huge superstar and they win the next 2 years, then he calls it quits at 42, which I don't know if that's the case.
He's 42 now, right?
No, he's 40.
He's 40 now? Yeah, I think I saw something that said 42, but I could be completely wrong on that one.
Living in the future. Just like Travis Kelce was always compared to Rob Gronkowski. Travis Kelce, obviously the video yesterday at Surface, he was wearing the 90s Tiger Woods polo that I so want to buy.
Yeah.
But I don't think I can now because if I buy it, you're wearing it like Travis Kelce wore it. Uh-huh. Yeah. But no, he was seen golfing and singing with Justin Timberlake. It looked like one hell of a time.
It did, man. Jealous of that one.
Just boys being boys, man, on the golf course and not throwing punches at other people playing slow.
Right.
Just having fun, doing a little karaoke, doing that sort of thing. So we asked the question on the text line, 913-586-7965. You too as well, even though I know you guys don't golf it out, but you would if you had somebody that was cool to golf with.
Yeah.
Who would that person be?
I saw that yesterday. First of all, I've always loved Justin Timberlake. I know he's kind of a relic now for a lot of people, but I always thought he would have been great in the Monday Night Football booth long, long time ago when they were looking for people to get into Monday Night Football. How do we get people to Monday Night Football? Like, put Justin Timberlake in there. And then all of a sudden people thought I was nuts, but here we are 10 years later and we've got all kinds of weird stuff going on in sports, right?
This is really going to hurt the tour.
Yeah.
What tour?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Crap.
So yeah. I mean, that's the ultimate. Do you know who I am? No clue, sir. I'm like, oh, man. So part of me is like ripped out inside, too. So I always loved Justin Timberlake. And I saw this yesterday. I'm like, that's Travis Kelce basically saying, I can go golf with anybody I want to. Like, that was a baller move, I thought, by Travis Kelce yesterday. And probably even a baller move by Justin Timberlake going, I get to golf with Travis Kelce right now, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's just cool. I like that kind of stuff. But recently for me, I mean, I've kind of swayed. Roger Goodell is my new man crush, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, I just, like, his draft stuff was awesome. He makes $68 million a year, first of all. So I love the business of sports, and I love talking about the business of sports and learning about the business of sports. Who better to learn it from than Roger Goodell, who's grown the values of every franchise in the NFL, despite what Bill Belichick wants to say. Roger Goodell has grown the values of every franchise in the NFL. He's the most powerful guy in sports, one of the most powerful guys in the world. Absolutely would love to play golf with
what
him.
What would be the first question you ask him?
Show me the script.
Well,
oh, gosh.
I'd be like, hey, man, how many games is Rashee Rice getting suspended? Just before we tee
off.
Three.
He'd probably say, who?
He's like, what?
That hasn't crossed my desk yet.
I don't care about that.
Some text coming in from the text line. Barkley for sure from the 660.
Because you could beat him.
I don't know.
I couldn't.
Oh, absolutely. You could. You could beat Barkley at golf.
Yeah,
he's
Dusty
terrible.
Could, yeah.
I mean, he couldn't out-golf a chair.
Well, I mean, I don't know what his handicap is now, but I know he got with a bunch of swing coaches and he's played a lot better.
Oh, seriously? Did he? Oh, yeah. So he's cheating now? Damn, Charles, stay true to who you are,
man. I ain't cheating. It's getting better.
Nah, but stay true to who you are.
So he doesn't have that hitch anymore?
I think he has a minor hitch, but he's definitely got it. The kinks fixed out.
So
yeah.
Funny, dude.
Somebody says Adam Sandler from the 816. From the 816, I would love to see Rob Maloney take that next step, or Dusty to take that next step. I'm good. From the 913, I'm golfing with Dusty because drinks will be had, music will be loud, and pars will be maybes. But what a time it would be, for sure. I mean, it's not serious with me on the golf course. Unless we're in a scramble, we have a chance to win, and then Trent Green steals it from us. Who are you golfing with the Frisbees?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Charlie Day is one that came to mind. Bill Murray. I want to laugh. I want to have a good time. Andrew Santino. Just comics, honestly. Some of my favorite comedians.
You know,
you're not a Charlie Day guy. I forgot. Yeah, sorry.
You know who you're not golfing with?
Who?
John Elway.
Oh, yeah.
Too soon.
My God.
Too soon.
Okay. Man.
Yeah.
Sorry. I hope he wasn't having a couple.
Tournament on Saturday, and the guy's on the back of the cart falls off. If you missed the story, yeah. John Elway was golfing with his good friend who's on the back of the cart, fell off the cart,
died,
got injured, went to the hospital, and ended up passing away.
Like he was, riding on the back of the cart where the clubs go, kind of, you know, jacking around, you know? And, I mean, boy, this is only the beginning of that conversation out there.
Jay Binkley's texted, and he said he would golf with Paige Spiranek.
I asked Jay Binkley yesterday, in a text, private message, I said to Jay yesterday, if I could get you a day of talking draft with Brett Veach or a day with Paige Spiranek, which would you take?
And he said that he didn't take the lady. I know that.
No, yes, he did.
Oh, he did.
Wow.
Okay.
He did. He
I'm
said
surprised.
He said the Paige Spiranek one put it over the top. If it was anybody else, he'd taken the conversation with Veach about the draft.
Yeah.
There's juice all over the place.
Ugh. No, but if I'm being serious, if I could golf with anybody, it'd be there's a few. I would definitely golf with John Daly because he kind of fits that vibe of like, I'm going to show up with a pack of cigs, some booze, shoeless, and I'm just going to give you some pointers. And the pointers he's going to give you are not going to be overly stimulated with, you need to have your shoulder in, your elbow back.
Is he going to give you pointers or is he only going to give them if you ask?
Both. I think, I mean, normally the forte on the golf course is like, don't give guys pointers unless they ask.
Yeah.
And that's how it goes. Like if somebody looks at me and like, what am I doing wrong? I'm like, your backswing's really fast. And that's all. I'm not going to be like, well, here, stand over here. And like, you don't just be like, you're pulling your head. You're hitting the ground before you're hitting the ball. You're aimed over to the left. Like enough. You're just going to make that person terrible. But in all
like
reality,
in baseball.
If it's not John Daly, I would love to golf with the guys at Bob Does Sports. I don't know if you guys are familiar with this.
Yeah,
I have
that
hat that says Have a Day. That's from their following. They're a good, fun group. They've golfed with celebrities before, like Paige Spiranek. They've golfed with Bryson DeChambeau. I think Mahomes or Josh Allen would also be amazing to golf with. Like Allen and I think it was at Josh Allen, his brother, Sam Darnold, all did a video with the Bob Does Sports guys.
Was that the bachelor party for somebody?
Yeah, it was Josh Allen's bachelor party.
Oh, yeah, where none of his teammates were there, right? And everybody was getting on that. It's all these other guys. None of his teammates showed up.
But Josh Allen, very fun personality. Just a bro on the golf course. Looks like he was having a good time. Told the guys from Bob Does Sports that he blacks out every time he scores a touchdown because they wanted to do the Hezzy step that Fat Perez does from their crew.
Yeah.
And he's like, and Bob Does Sports like literally called him out. He's like, you black out every time you score. He's like, you have no idea, dude. From high school to here, it's always like you cross that line. You're just like, I mean, imagine scoring a touchdown at Arrowhead. Like, could you imagine?
So awesome.
Everybody's losing their mind. And it's loud. There's 70,000+ people there. And you're like, oh, my God. Like, I did it.
And then you got the one guy who goes, nah, that wasn't that impressive. I wish Patrick would have had a better arm angle.
Then go give him the football and say, have a day. But yeah, those would be mine as well. So 913-586-7965. And, you know, who would you do it? Who would you golf with? Somebody says Bert Kreischer, is somebody who they would golf with. Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman. That's a great pull. I love that. I don't know why you come up with Morgan Freeman just because of his voice or he's a great actor, obviously, but like that is as random as they get. I love that one.
I wish I could tell you where that golf ball went, but it's not going to be found.
You're going to have to crawl through a...